A reading from the book of Numbers. The Lord came down in the cloud. He spoke with Moses, but took some of the spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. When the spirit came on them, they prophesied, but not again. Two men had stayed back in the camp. One was Elida and the other Medah. The spirit came down on them, though they had not gone to the tents. Their names were enrolled among the rest. These began to prophesy in the camp. The young man ran to tell this to Moses. "Look," he said, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." Then said Joshua, the son of Nun, who had served Moses from his youth, "My lord Moses, stop them." Moses answered him, "Are you jealous on my account? If only the whole people of the Lord were prophets, and the Lord gave his spirit to them all." The word of the Lord.
The precepts of the Lord gladden the heart. The precepts of the Lord gladden the heart. The law of the Lord is perfect. It revives the soul. The rule of the Lord is to be trusted. It gives wisdom to the simple. The precepts of the Lord gladden the heart. The fear of the Lord is holy, abiding forever. The decrees of the Lord are truth, and all of them just. The precepts of the Lord gladden the heart. So in them your servants find instruction. Great reward is in their keeping. But who can detect all his errors? From hidden faults acquit me. The precepts of the Lord gladden the heart. From presumption restrain your servant, and let it not rule me. Then shall I be blameless, clean from grave sin. The precepts of the Lord gladden the heart.
A reading from the letter of St. James. An answer for the rich. Start crying. Weep for the miseries that are coming to you. Your wealth is all rotting. Your clothes are all eaten up by moths. All your gold and your silver are corroding away. And the same corrosion will be your own sentence and eat into your body. It was a burning fire that you stored up as your treasure for the last days. Laborers mowed your fields, and you cheated them. Listen to the wages that you kept back, calling out. Realize that the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. On earth you have had a life of comfort and luxury. In the time of slaughter, you went on eating to your heart's content. It was you who condemned the innocent and killed them. They offered you no resistance. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O
Lord. John said to Jesus, "Master, we saw a man who is not one of us, casting out devils in your name. And because he was not one of us, we tried to stop him." But Jesus said, "You must not stop him. No one who works a miracle in my name is likely to speak evil of me. Anyone who is not against us is for us. If anyone gives you a cup of water to drink, just because you belong to Christ, Then I tell you solemnly, he will most certainly not lose his reward. But anyone who is an obstacle to bring down one of these little ones who have faith would be better thrown into the sea with a great millstone round his neck. And if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than to have two hands and go to hell, into the fire that cannot be put out. And if your foot should cause you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life lame than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye should cause you to sin, tear it out. It is better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell, where their worms does not die and their fire go out. The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear friends, today's scripture reading gives us a strong warning against jealousy, intolerance, and scandal. The first reading, Moses had to instruct Joshua to be tolerant. And in the second reading, James warns the rich against giving scandal. Today's responsorial psalm, Psalm number 19, reminds us that obedience to the Spirit of the Lord will bring enduring joy and peace. And the gospel today, we just listened. John was very much worried because he saw someone outside the group of the disciple driving out demons in the name of Jesus. And they want Jesus to condemn the man. But Jesus says very quietly, God can and does use anyone to do his work. So the gospel practically invites us to be tolerant. I was just reading, seeing Emma Phillips skit. You might have, many of you know Emma Phillips skit. It's always the funny skit. And he was saying, I was walking across a bridge one day, and I saw a man standing on the edge, about to jump off. I immediately ran over and said, stop, don't do it. He said, why shouldn't I? I said, well, there is so much to live in this world, don't die. And he asked, well, are you religious? Yes, I said, I am religious. He said, me too. Are you Christian or Jewish? Christian. Me too. Are you Catholic or Baptist? Baptist. Are you Episcopalian or Baptist? Baptist. Wow, me too. Are you original Baptist Church of God? Me too. Are you Reformed Baptist Church of God, Reformation of 1879? Or Reformed Baptist Church of God in 1915? To which I said, "Die, heretics, come." I pushed him off into the river. So always we say, we are the biggest one, best one. Actually, intolerance, rising from fear and envy, has destroyed the world, families, society. But the God has told us to be bold and courage, but it does not mean to hurt others. It can happen even in the family, society, everywhere. Last Sunday, Bob has beautifully said about the who is the greatest. We think we are the only one. We all should be a blessing to others. The one who sits near to you in this church, during this all Eucharistic celebration, is a blessing. The other is a blessing. Whomever it may be, whatever it may be, little or higher, we all are equal, and the other is a blessing. Discipleship is not some personal privilege. Appreciation of good deeds done by others are essential for the growth of the kingdom of God. It is Christ who is doing us. We are only his caretakers. I just say a story that is taken from Anthony Di Mello. Many of you might have known his stories. That's a story from Taking Flight. In Belfast, Ireland, Belfast, a Catholic priest, Protestant minister, and a Jewish rabbi were engaged in a very heated theological discussion. Suddenly, an angel appeared in their midst and said to them, "God sent his blessings. Make one wish for peace, and your wish will be fulfilled by the Almighty God." And the Protestant minister said, "Let every Catholic disappear from our lovely island. The peace will reign supreme." Then the Catholic priest said, "Let there not be a single Protestant left on our sacred Irish soil. That will bring peace to this island." "And what about you, Rabbi?" said the angel. "Do you have no wish of your own?" "No," said the rabbi. "Just attend to the wishes of these two gentlemen, and I shall be well pleased." We always think we are greater. Maybe the little child, the children who are in the children's liturgy, may teach us better than what we say. In the families, couples, parents, humble ourselves in our day-to-day life. Christian tolerance asks that we bear with the weakness of others, remaining true conscience to our. And Jesus' second warning is against scandal givers. The gospel says, those who cause the little ones to sin. But actually, this Greek word, little one, does not mean only to the little children. It means the smallest, the least. It can mean the children and also those who are new to the faith. Therefore, little children means those who are the newcomers. It says about the community. But I don't intend to elaborate on this subject. Just before leaving for the ad limina visit, the Bishop of England and Wales produced a statement on 24th September. Ad limina means the bishops have to meet the Pope once in 5 years. So they are in Rome. The bishops of England and Wales, their statement, I quote, that they regret the failures to protect the children in their care, our care. Therefore, they seek forgiveness from the Lord and grace for our future. And they assure that they will try their best to build a culture of safeguarding within the church parishes, the religious communities. They have asked the National Catholic Safeguarding Commission to commission an entirely independent and comprehensive review on the safeguarding structures in the local parishes, diocese, and in the national level. Gospel today teaches that no one should give scandal and become stumbling block to others, especially the hierarchical structure, including me too. We should be the humble servant of God. Show always little act of humility in our day-to-day life. We should not become the stumbling block to others, because we are created in the image and the likeness of God. Lord, ask us to humble ourselves. We should be a blessing to other people. Let us ask to Mary for this great gift, because from tomorrow onwards, the month of October is dedicated to Holy Mary, the Mother of Rosary. We pray to Mary. Amen.